Welcome to today's podcast of the Immigration Hour. Today is August 16th, 2023. I hope you're enjoying the last bits of summer. So many kids have gone back to school around the United States, at least here in the South and in the West, which has been great for traffic because traffic has gotten better. At least I think it has here in Atlanta. This week's podcast is something I've been stewing about for maybe about 2 years. Everybody is aware that the United States Citizenship and Immigration Service posts processing times for case types. What a lot of people don't understand is that the information they're providing there is at best inaccurate and many times a lie. Why? Well, first, let's talk a little bit about the history of USCIS case processing times. The Immigration Service has been talking about and posting processing times for decades. Before the advent of the internet, they would literally provide to the American Immigration Lawyers Association a listing of case processing times in various offices around the country, including the service centers, of different types of cases. And we would also internally, as immigration lawyers, had filed lots of cases. We would also track that information and compare it to the reality we were experiencing. And generally speaking, historically, the information wasn't very far off because immigration, generally speaking, except for a couple of episodes in the early 2000s, was not necessarily taking forever to adjudicate cases. They were slow, but they were honest. But starting in really towards the beginning of the Trump administration, some things changed. Now, we got to take a step back here because we need to go to the Obama administration for a little while too, under Director Mayorkas. Under Director Mayorkas, the Immigration Service created an online processing time format on their website, which allowed you to select a form, and within that form, then select what it was that you were asking for, because immigration forms do lots of different things. They're not just one form for each type of case. There's one form for many types of cases. Great example is I-130, which is basically all family cases, or the I-129, which are many different types of employment-based cases for non-immigrants. You then could select your service center or your field office, and it would tell you a range of processing times, The range of processing times was quasi-helpful, but was also intentionally misleading. And this was pointed out by Secretary Mayorkas when he spoke and gave an address to the American Immigration Lawyers Association early on in his tenure as Secretary of Homeland Security. And he talked about the different processing times, that the first number, which looked like a minimum maximum to an average everyday person, were actually the following. The first number, which you might have thought was in a minimum processing time, was actually the median processing time, which meant that half the cases took that long in a scale of median. Your case could take a lot less. Your case could take a lot more, but certainly that was the median. The second number, which again looked like a minimum maximum, was actually the 93rd percentile. That is, 93% of the cases were adjudicated within that time frame, but you could take longer. And the Biden administration, when they came in, were clearly not prepared for the disaster that was the USCIS as a result of the Trump administration's hiring freeze, terrible management, the quitting, the retiring, it was awful. The system was, the agency was awful. So processing times, when Biden reopened immigration, and as we came out of COVID, the number of cases just started increasing rapidly, but they didn't have the capacity to deal with it. And they ended up, as a result of that, falling far behind their posted processing times. And they also weren't being honest with the numbers. They weren't keeping up with them, or they weren't posting them and updating them on a regular basis, perhaps because they didn't even know. It's quite possible they didn't even know. Again, early on in the Biden administration, it was taking sometimes months to open up to them to literally receive the money that you know they got. You know, they weren't opening envelopes for months at a time. So they maybe didn't even know how bad the processing times were. But what resulted from that was litigation. You know, if you're going to tell the public that you're going to process a median case in 6 months or 10 months, and the 93rd percentile, or what people thought were the maximum, was 15 months, and you're taking 24 months, you're going to get sued. That is 100% guaranteed. We are, after all, lawyers. You're going to get sued. And they got sued a lot, and they began losing a lot because they clearly weren't living up to the, quote, processing time estimates that they were given. So what happened? They decided to change how the case processing times listings were put in to the system. And, you know, perhaps the one that is really probably most problematic for people, everyday people, are the 25 million permanent residents of the United States who are required to physically renew their card every 10 years. Now, just look at my driver's license. I had to renew my driver's license. My driver's license expires on my birthday in October this year. I got an email last week from the Department of Driver Services that, hey, you know, your card's expiring. Do you want a new card? Do you want a new driver's license? Yeah, here's what you do. Go on this line. Here's a little form to fill out. Pay us $27. You want to keep your picture? Great. All right, we'll mail it to you. Thank you. And it came in the mail a week later. So why when I go to the USCIS website and I drill down on the processing times at egov.uscis.gov/processing-times/, and I tap in Form I-90, the application to replace a permanent resident card. I click the only form category this is good for, which is initial insert or replacement, because they're doing both. Now, they could separate them out, but they're not doing that because, again, they're being dishonest, because they could have a separate initial issuance, which actually does come relatively quickly, or replacement. But they're putting them together for a reason. They said, now, instead of having a median and a 93rd percentile, now they have just one number, where they say 80% of the cases are completed within 20 months. What the Georgia Department of Driver Services can do in a couple of days, it's the same thing. It's the same type of card. They're secure cards. The only extra thing that immigration is doing is running a background check, which generally takes the police department and the Department of Driver Services a day or an hour or 2 minutes, the advent of the computer. 20 months to get my card. Keep in mind, you can only apply for the renewal of the green card 6 months prior to expiration. So immigration, what's their solution? Well, it's not to make the green cards only take 6 months to adjudicate. It's not the obvious solution. Again, it's the dishonesty of the process. Their solution is to extend the validity of the green card when you file before expiration for 2 years with the receipt that you have. So now you have to carry your green card, which is expired, and your receipt around, which receipt, by the way, is a 9.5 by 11 piece of paper, and put that in your wallet, in your purse, travel with that. This is probably the simplest thing in the world to fix, because there should be virtually no human touching of a green card renewal application. There should be virtually no human touching. It should be virtually all electronic, just like it is the Department of Driver Services. Now, I know immigration will say, oh, no, it's a different process. We have to do this and this. No, you don't. You're just renewing status. Now, there are people who have criminal convictions. Okay, they're required to submit something different. I'm talking about the average, everyday renewal. Nothing's happened in their life. They just haven't become a citizen. They have no criminal issues. They haven't traveled very much or at all. They just want a new card, just to keep living their life. And USCIS takes 20 months. The reality is, that's not true. It's not true. Because I have clients that are taking longer than that. And a lot of them don't. And some Department of Driver Services, like Georgia, they don't necessarily recognize the receipt notice. So now my client has to make an appointment using the 1-800 useless number, or Emma, on the website, which is ironically named after Emma Lazarus. and they have to make an info passport. They take a half a day off to go to immigration and get a stamp on their passport. More work done. And in addition, let's top this off. The filing fee for a new green card, just the card, it's just a card, is $560, something for which the Department of Driver Services in Georgia charges me $27. Nothing magical about that card. You know, it's got a strip on it. Mine's got a barcode, same information on it. It's again, this is an example of the lie, the big lie that is check pay processing. Let's take as another example. And this is a good one. And now the I-90 is a national card. Only one place does it. Let's look at the application for naturalization. Now, every immigration lawyer in America will tell you today that if there is one thing that's working at the USCIS, so if there's only one thing, it's naturalization. They are popping out naturalizations, generally speaking, around the country in 4 to 8 months. Well, let's just check. I go to the Atlanta, Georgia website for the section for the field office for a naturalization application. And it's telling me that the 80% of the cases are completed within 12.5 months. Well, that's not useful to somebody applying for naturalization because we know that many people are approved in 4 to 6 months. And that information gets out on the internet and among friends. And so why is my case taking what immigration is taking? Because this is a lie. It's literally not true that it's taking 12 and a half months. So how often is this information updated? Well, there should be a live update, don't you think? I mean, if immigration lives in the 21st century, they do know and they publish exactly how many cases are pending in each office. They know each day, they know each day how many naturalization cases are adjudicated. They know how many officers they have. They can tell you pretty precisely how long 93% of the cases will take. There's always outliers. I mean, there's always outliers, but it's not 20% of outliers. That's ridiculous. Thing is, that's what Atlanta says. If I go down the up the road to Charlotte is taking 11 and a half months. And if I scroll across the country to, let's say, Salt Lake City is taking 13 months. I thought like that I know is not true as well. Phoenix is taking 8 months, a big office, Phoenix. None of these numbers are true. That's the thing. They're not true. Immigration is playing games with this. So why? But let's, another great example, the U visa. So somebody applies for a Form 918, and they're telling us that the Vermont Service Center, which is the principal place where these are adjudicated, that they're taking 62 months. And yet I know that's wrong. 80% of the cases are not being done in 62 months. Very few of the cases are being done in 62 months, which is 5 years, because I still have clients pending from 2016 and 2017, which are more than 62 months ago. So this is the game they play here. You know, why do they play? Let's do one more. Let's look at the application for a green card. Well, I'm going to do two more. The adjustment of status. So I'm going to adjust status, and there's a variety of things you can pick here. So I'm going to pick an employment-based adjustment of status, and I'm going to put the California Service Center as an option. And they're telling me that's taking 30 months. Well, that's not true, because I just had one approved in three. It's not 2.5 years, it's 3 months. So why the big lie? Well, let's really look at the big lie where it's probably the most impactful. And this is the Form 601A. Form 601A is the provisional waiver. This is a form filed by an individual who cannot get a green card in the United States, but who's either married to the United States citizen and is applying for a green card and has to go to a consulate, or has a parent or spouse who's a citizen. And that parent or spouse is suffering extreme hardship if the foreign national has to leave the country. Under Obama, when this form was created, it was taking 6 months. Under most of the Trump administration, it was taking 6 months. What is it taking today? What is the processing time at the principal service center, the Nebraska Service Center, that they're taking? It says 44 and a half months. 80% of the cases, that means 20% are taking longer. Why? Why are they doing this? Well, first of all, we know that they just basically didn't adjudicate cases. They've been adding cases to the backlog rather than reducing the backlog over the last 2 years. We know that. But why? Because they're getting sued. This is why these processing times are not realistic. It's really a big lie. Because judges look at this and they go, wait a second, your case has only been pending 36 months. And the judges maybe don't look at it clearly. It's 44 months. Why should I take you out of order? And the government's response is, these people suing just want to get taken out of order, which is another big lie. It is. My clients don't want to get taken out of order. And we have this massive lawsuit going on in 6 months. My clients want taken out of order. They want the government to do their job in a reasonable period of time. That is a different thing. So the government is manipulating the processing times so that when they get sued, they can tell the judge or make the U.S. attorney tell the judge, judge, these people just want to jump the line. Why is there a line? Why is there a four-year line to adjudicate an application that you say takes you 40 minutes to adjudicate and that people paid $715 for 4 years ago? Why is that happening? That's the question. Now, judges don't generally want to micromanage the immigration service. But at a certain point in time, the big lie has to be talked about. It's no longer what Secretary Mayorkas said when he was initially addressing the American Immigration Lawyers Association, when they had two different numbers there, one which was a median, which is a more understandable number, and then a 93 percentile number, which, okay, there's going to be, let's say there's 7% outlier cases. This 80% mark is made up. Now, 601As are now supposed to be adjudicated at a place called the HART, which is the Humanitarian Asylum Refugee and Trafficking Victims Processing Center, which never, it was supposed to include 601As, but by litigation, they were forced to adjudicate them there. And they're still adjudicating cases from January, February 2019, which is more than 4 years ago, because that's my math, that's like 48 months ago. So 44 and a half is wrong anyway, but it's a big lie. And it's a big lie, all these numbers, any number you look on here about is a lie. Because they don't reflect the reality of the application processing times. Another great example of this is the change of status, or an extension of the visitor visa. So I come to the United States, I'm given 6 months, I need to stay a couple of extra months. So I file a extension of my visitor visa. Right now, and you can only ask for 6 months. Right now, the Potomac Service Center says they're taking 22 and a half months to adjudicate that 6 month extension. First of all, why are there no congressional hearings about this? This is outrageous. I mean, this is outrageous. So they force you, what immigration does, they force you to file a chain of visitor visa extensions until they get current, which is, I don't know, infinity. Are you troubled by any of this? You should be troubled by this. This is a problem. The USCIS is lying to the public about their processing times. The Biden administration is lying. I mean, we expect, the Trump administration didn't lie. They told the truth. We're not going to work on cases. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. All right, now you can sue us. That was easy. But under Biden, they're manipulating the processing times so they can manipulate the courts into believing that people are suing them just to jump the line. And that's not the case. Nobody wants to jump the line. They want their case adjudicated in a reasonable period of time. What immigration's done is they've manipulated the line. It's dishonest, and it's below this administration. Shame on the USCIS director for participating in this. She knows better. I call on USCIS to become honest with processing times, to become honest with their numbers. I had to sue them to get the H-1B numbers for the lottery, how many they'd adjudicated. Why am I have to sue them over that? That should be public information. What is hiding? Look, the agency is poorly run. We know that. It's a prime example of the Peter Principle. We know that. It's terrible. They have no real professional managers running that place. It's not the adjudicators. Adjudicators do the best they can. They don't have people hanging around the local office smoking and smoke breaks. They're popping out cases and fast again. Pressure is enormous. What you have is terrible management. and dishonesty, perhaps even with their own staff, about how bad the backlog is. I mean, at the end of the day, it affects my clients. It affects me because I feel for my clients. When I tell them, look, yeah, we're going to, you know, we're going to file for a U visa for you, but, you know, it's going to be 5 years. 5 years? I was the victim of a crime. I was almost murdered. And they're going to take 5 years to give me the benefits for that? That's not fair. That's not just. That's not, you know, that's not what we should be doing. I want to sponsor my spouse to come. I mean, look, right now, if I file an I-130, which is for a spouse, a petition for a spouse, immigration's telling me that my spouse is, or my parent, or my child under 21, so my immediate relatives, if I go to the Paternal Service Center, they're telling me that's going to take 15 months. 15 months? What if I don't get married? What if I just file for my fiancé? How long is that fiancé case going to take? Well, fiancé case, they're saying is going to take 19 months. 19 months? This is insane. The system is broken, and it's not broken because Congress won't fix it. This is the existing system that the administration has broken. The administration has broken this. What are they doing with all this money? Where's it going? You know, I'll give you a great example of this. I mean, you look at EB-5s, people trying to invest $1 million in the United States and get a green card for it, for a temporary green card. Takes them 5 years, 526s to get a green card in the United States. I go to that and I say, I'm going to get just the people with no waiting line. So there's no priority date wait. I'm going to file that. And immigration is saying that's going to take almost 5 years. Wait a second. I have to invest my money now and I can't come for 5 years on a temporary green card? What? This is, it's really frustrating and angering. And you wonder why people sue? They sue because immigration, you do a crappy job. Or what you do, you should resign, honestly. You should go to the Biden administration and say, look, you need a professional manager in here. You need someone with an MBA. Come on in, run this place like a business. Because it is, I mean, Congress forced you to run like a business. They forced you to do that because you have to charge for the fees, that you use fees to do the work you do. Okay, well, where's professional managers that make that happen? Somebody who was an adjudicator 30 years ago is not a professional manager. It's just not. Great example is the IPO, which is the Investor Processing Center. They disclosed in our litigation that we just settled with the government that they had 200 employees, only 38 of whom adjudicated 526s, which were one of only two forms they adjudicate. Which meant they, let's say they had an equal number doing 829s, which I don't think they do. That means they had over 100 managers. They had 100 people whose job they were paying to not adjudicate cases. Wow. Do I feel frustrated today? I'm angering myself. I'm getting so angry for the rest of the day. I'm going to be angry the rest of the day now. Thank you, the Immigration Service, for making me angry. All right. So title of today's podcast is The Immigration Service is Lying to You. Processing times are not real. They're not true. If you've got a case pending, you're like, you need to call your congressman and say, I want a hearing. I don't care if Republican, Democrats. I want a hearing on the Immigration Services processing times. The thing is, their offices are inundated with this too. They know the problem. Why aren't they calling Eric Chidu and say, explain what's going on? Now, which is, oh, you need to give us more money. No. We have management issues here. Get this Congressional Budget Office to do an investigation into management practices at USCIS. I mean, this place is terrible. I mean, heck, you can call me. I'll go in and run the place for a year. And trust me, I'll get all the processing down times at a reasonable period of times and not raise fees. I can do that. Why can't she and her managers? I would have to fire a lot of people. A lot of people getting fired. There's a lot of people within USCIS at the management level who don't need to be there. Wow. Pretty angry, a lot of people at the USCIS who listen to this as well. Although I know there are adjudicators who will agree with me. I know that for sure. All right. I'll be back with you next week on the Immigration Hour. Same podcast channel, same podcast time. Looking forward to it. We've got some fun stuff coming up on our podcast later today, broadcast later today with Impact, and then my own Facebook Live later today as well. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.